Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Looking forward to that. We've been having a good time already. And we haven't even started drinking yet a little bit. Dusty's...
You're having a good time. I've been called a D-bag, arrogant, stupid.
Text line's gotten after you today.
I'm going to live in a minefield of bags, apparently.
913-586-7610. We'll let our friend Andrew get settled in here a little bit. Of course, Andrew from Jay Rieger & Co. He's got some drinks for us. We'll talk, catch up with him, see how... I understand some big life news maybe as well. We'll get into that in a little bit. But first...
Looks like the better version of Peter Moylan.
Before we get into some sports and figure out what's going on with everybody and have some drinks, Drew, once you get settled as well, we'll go ahead and give our first chance this hour. We've got two extra spots for the college football video game tournament we are doing at the end of this month on the 23rd. You got to be the first caller, 913-586-7610, that's willing to come on the air, sing a fight song of the school you plan on using in this tournament. And we'll have one more chance this hour as well. So one more chance after this, but we'll let Drew get that set up. 913-586-7610. And the phone lines have been filling up very quickly for this. A lot of people wanted this tournament, man. Gaming console up for grabs.
A lot of people want to play tickets. Me first because you'll win.
I think the bracket's going to be completely random. It's going to be completely random, so it should be perfectly fine. While he's working on that, Andrew, what's going on, man? Andrew Olson from Rieger joining us in studio. He always whips up some good cocktails.
This gasoline.
What do we got here?
Private stock.
We were talking about doing some G&Ts.
As
I was walking out of the building, I forgot that we actually just did a private bottling of some Kansas City whiskey for our basement cocktail bar.
Nice.
So this is 110 proof.
Okay.
Kansas City whiskey.
See ya.
A little bit of unleaded, but this is finished in Pierre Ferrand dry curacao cask. So these are orange curacao from France that's been aged in cognac barrels, and then we got the barrels and put Kansas City.
Have you had some of this?
I'm letting it breathe a little
bit. Okay, I just took a sip. That's smooth,
and
man.
I've got one for Drew as well if he's feeling himself a little
unleaded. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Gold used to call it Caraco.
Caraco.
Yeah. Which is Curacao. A common thing for people.
Curacao, Caraco, one of the two. Oh, this, I'm glad. I appreciate that. Look, the gin and tonics would have been great, but no problem. But yeah, when you brought in that bottle, I was like, something's up. Something's up. We've been teasing throughout the day, gin and tonics. Someone said, hey, you guys better be careful if you're doing gin and tonics. Little did you know you were bringing in.
Hey, gin and tonic is the drink of the summer for me. But this Kansas City whiskey and how bright the orange is on it. And honestly, when you try it, you may not even be able to see that it's 110.
That's what I'm saying. It's smooth.
We just chug this, right? I'm kidding.
It is smooth.
I've got at least 22 more ounces.
It is very, very smooth. Cheers to you guys.
Yep. Wow, thanks for bringing that. Fantastic. Yeah, cheers.
We'll talk some more here in a second, Andrew. But first, let's go out to the phone real quick. quick. It looks like, Drew, we've got Tom who wants to qualify for our college football tournament. What's going on, Tom?
Hey, I'm the one qualifying for my son, 13-year-old.
Oh,
son.
Okay. Perfect. All right.
Finally got in.
All right. So, Z, look what dad's doing for son. Your son's probably going to kill all of us in this tournament, by the way. So thank you very much for calling in. All right. What school is he going to play with, and what fight song are you singing?
Yeah, Boise State.
Oh, okay. I like it. Really good running back there. All right, Drew's going to get the music queued up. Once you hear it, go ahead and take it away, Tom.
All right. Bye, Broncos. Celebrate the orange and blue. Boise will stand and cheer for you. Fight for distinction and our alma mater. Bravely standing, BSU. Fight on courageously for Boise State. Success and honor make her great. Boise, proud tradition. Heads up competition. Glory BSU. Glory orange. Go big blue. Fight BSU.
There we go. There we go, Tom.
Feel like you should have let the kids sing.
Look what dad's doing for his son, though. You know what? I can respect that even more. Tom, we'll get you on hold. Drew will get some info for you. And like I said, there's no age limit for the tournament. I wasn't told there's an age limit. So if you qualify, you got your 13-year-old son. He's up front with it too. So we're putting his son names down. Don't show up if you qualified and bring your kid now. You gotta let us know ahead of time. But shout out to Tom. It sounds like his son's going to play as Boise State. Now I got competition. This kid's probably going to roll through the entire tournament when we get out to Hy-Vee Arena in a couple weeks. So we'll give you guys one more chance this hour. I'm not sure when yet. It's the bonus one. Some point this hour, randomly, we'll have you guys call in again. We'll give another spot away. 913-586-7610.
That was atrocious.
That wasn't good. But he's calling it for his son.
He made Casey Kurt look like an American Idol winner. And Casey Kurt admitted that he was terrible.
Yes, that is true. What's going on? So, Andrew, what have you been up to? Man, I understand there's been some big news in your life.
Yeah, everything at the distillery is going great. We've got some new products coming out next month. And then, my personal life decided to think I'm going to be a dad.
Hey, yeah. There we go. Congratulations.
Yeah. We're due in December, so probably going to be a Christmas baby.
Nice.
So pretty excited about that.
You guys can sit around and watch a Hallmark movie, guys can sit around and do that this Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the Chiefs Hallmark movie thing?
The touchdown.
Yeah. He's Mr. Hollywood over here. Don't touchdown. Boost his ego. I'm surprised you can breathe in here. Hollywood Alex.
Now, shooting tomorrow. We're shooting tomorrow.
Nice. Golden Hollywood.
Congratulations. That's awesome. I heard through the grapevine. Through the grapevine that you guys were expecting a child or whatever. So that's fantastic. The other news today, Mahomes, they're expecting their third.
I saw that. I sent it to my wife and I was like, of course this guy's trying to steal my thunder.
God, who's this guy? Congratulations, you have your first child. Patrick and Brittany are going to have their third. What the hell?
Hence
the bourbon.
Right, that's exactly.
No, this is it was smooth. All going well.
Drew, has Drew come in and grabbed any yet? We'll get to he's
no,
busy.
No, I have not. Yeah, I need to.
Yeah, we'll get you some of this. It's super smooth, Drew. I know normally.
Sounds like it's already hit.
Yeah, it's already. Yeah.
It's super smooth.
We already
come
slurred.
On, Gundy, get already it out. Slurred.
Yeah. Oh, jeez, Mike Gundy.
What's your alma mater?
KU.
Okay.
What are you? Mr. UCM over there.
Wow, see, typical KU guy.
No, but you
throw were,
you,
shade on the guy who didn't go D1.
You were
they
already shaking.
They saw my arm.
You were already shaking your head. Drew's wearing Wazoo stuff today, and he won't even be Wazoo in the game. He won't be Wisconsin in the game. He won't be any of the four schools he claims.
Isn't UCM the Harvard of Missouri?
That's what I heard. Dude, thank you.
See?
God.
Pine
you
want
to host? Come on.
Add it to the list of college memorabilia. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that just a Mike
Snouts
Leach?
Out, dude.
Mike Leach tribute or what?
R.I.P.
The Palouse, up on the Palouse there in Washington.
Yeah, part of the Pac-2 now.
Pac-2. You can't even call, like, they're better off, just, like, they're just independent. You know what I mean? They're independent.
They,
the Pac-2
they,
is
they'd
just
be better off making the playoff, I think, as an independent.
Because they're basically playing, a bunch of Mountain West schools this year, something like that.
So do you know if you're having a boy or girl yet, or are you doing the surprise factor?
We are waiting till the bitter end. That's what my wife wants to do, and I just go,
so,
great.
So no reveal party?
Nothing.
I love you.
Yeah, she hates that stuff.
So, man, she's a fan stuff. Of mine. I like that too, man. Yeah. Why? Like, ugh.
Yeah, we're going to hold off and wait till the very end, but, I think...
Someone says your first kid's gift will be a cocktail shaker.
Probably.
Fisher
it'll
Price.
That's what it says. Yeah, baby will know how to make old fashions before they know how to walk.
Yeah, no question. Well, that's great.
Well, they say
news.
When they go through teething, you're supposed to rub whiskey on the
I've
gums.
Heard that.
I don't know if that's
that.
Still a thing. That might have been like back in like the pioneer
don't
days.
Use, don't use the private stock. Yeah, right. Don't need to use
yeah,
the private stock.
Yeah, you get the
stock.
Crown Royal apple.
Yeah, 23 year at least.
Yeah. Yeah. This is actually aged in Jolly Rancher barrels.
Yeah, man, oh man. No, Dusty was telling us, we were talking about Rieger earlier and the last time we were there, and we were talking about the train tracks or whatever. Have you done what Dusty has done at the train tracks right around there? You told us the story on air earlier.
Yeah, so we did an event down there at your guys' place, and when we left, the train that you're very well aware of, it was sitting there, and the engine had started, and I looked at Drew, and I was like, man, I got a big executive decision to make here. Either I try to jump this thing and get through it, or I wait 30 minutes. So I went through it. I jumped on the car. I went like all Mission Impossible Tom Cruise, like scaled through it, and then went on the other side. And I mean, I kid you not. Like,
what would you have done if it actually started moving?
Well, as slow as that thing's going, it would have been scary, but I would have been fine.
True.
And I'm not advocating anyone to do this, but yeah, I made a bold decision. It paid off.
It's so that train does move slow when it starts, but there has been a time where there was someone that was trying to do the same thing, and they turned around and the ladder of the train car caught the side of their head.
Oh.
And kaboom. Didn't like, it wasn't like a bad bat, but it definitely cut him open and had to came into the distillery. Blood everywhere. Yeah. It was a thing.
Probably been drinking, so it's flowing a little faster.
I think they came from Knuckleheads to us.
Gotcha.
From Knuckleheads to a Knucklehead.
Of course. Yeah. They, of course it was from that side. Duh.
Pretty morbid, but did you hear about the guy on the 4th of July that put the mortar shells on top of his head?
Yeah,
that's not smart.
And it blew up. It didn't go out. It stayed in there. Blew his head off.
Turns out you shouldn't do that.
Yeah. Obviously, it's
natural selection.
It's a terrible story. But yeah, it's like, what did you think was going to happen? You put a bunch of mortars on your head.
And he was all like America'd out, too. I was like, bad look for us.
I was up in New Hampshire for 4th of July, and a friend of mine's girlfriend, her dad, built a raft that he puts all the mortar shells on. And I'm telling you, this display went on for almost 40 minutes.
Jeez.
And how many thousands of dollars they spent on
that? This raft, he pushes it out into the middle of the lake and ties an anchor to it, and they've got it connected to one long fuse, and just kaboom. It was epic. It was awesome.
That's great.
40 minutes.
Yeah.
That's money well spent.
And the very last firework, the mortar box burned on the side, and the fireworks shot out the side towards everyone that was watching.
That's always a danger there. That's one of those tips you're in trouble.
What are you gonna
do? At least it was the last one.
Yeah. And on the water.
Yeah.
What are you going to do, jump in the water? Like, I don't want a mortar. Because when I was a kid, true story, I was 7 years old. We were at my grandparents' house. They had the little Saturn missiles. And it was one of those like 50 counts, which why those exist is beyond me.
Worst.
It's like the Gilbert Gottfried fireworks.
Though. The 50 count goes like, quick.
It's like it exists. Everybody watches it, but it's annoying as hell. And it tipped over, and it was a bunch of Saturn missiles, and one hit me right in the left eye.
Luckily, low enough, as it clearly didn't ruin your
vision. I think I still have like a little red mark that stays with me forever. It's either here or there. I can't remember. It's been so long ago, and a lot of these in my life. But yeah, Saturn missile right into my eye.
Yeah, those are just high pitch, man. A 25 count is over in like 10 seconds, though. So those don't last as long.
Somebody asked if you hear about the guy who shot a mortar out of his a-hole.
No, I did not.
I think that was on a Jackass movie at one point.
That sounds like something they would do. Yeah. Yeah, that's not any good.
I've never understood the want to do something like exotic with a firework. The most exotic I ever got was holding a Roman candle out, arm reach, and letting it. Didn't Drew just do that?
And almost hit
a car?
Yeah, last time, so Drew had never shot off a firework before. And so,
which is weird.
I was gone last week, but yeah, Bink and Cody were here, or 2 weeks ago, whenever. Yeah, last week. And in the parking lot, they talked him into shooting off a Roman candle. Now, wait.
Yeah, it was good.
Did you shoot it at the building? Where did you shoot it at?
Oh, I didn't shoot it at the building. I was shooting it. I pointed it out towards the road, and then of course, as it's going off, there's a car that drives by. Like, what the hell is this guy doing over here?
I saw the video.
Welcome to Missouri,
and
Kansas.
He did what we've all.
I did not tilt it towards my.
What
I did,
we've all
go
done,
back and watch it.
He did the sneak peek.
No, I did not.
It was the 10th one went out, so it was over. But you know, you don't know.
It's not over till it's over.
And he tilts it over and kind of. I didn't point it at my head.
I went to blow it out. I did not look inside. I'm not that dumb.
He was blowing, not looking.
That's right.
Settle down.
We'll get to some football in a second, but I do have to play our trash of the day from earlier, Andrew. As we've got Andrew Olson from Rieger hanging out with us on a Club 610 Friday. So trash of the day, this is a story from Ohio, and it was a gentleman named Mr. Pancake that broke into like a Petland store. And well, I'll play the story for you.
New at noon, the man accused of breaking into a pet store and several other businesses on Hilliard Rome Road is now being held on a $10,000 bond. Our 10 TV cameras were in court as Matthew Pancake faced a judge just hours ago. Meantime, when police arrested Pancake yesterday, he was wearing a leopard print onesie and had hamsters in his pants. All of it captured on police body camera video.
Get on your belly, Mr. Pancake!
Get on your belly!
In the name of the law, Pancake, get on your belly!
Meantime, police video also shows police officers trying to wrangle several loose animals during that wild morning.
Is that a hamster in your pants, or are you just...
Very happy. Very happy.
The best part's the body cam footage, though, of the audio.
In the name of the law, Pancake, get on your belly!
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Matthew Pancake, real name.
No, it's not.
Real name.
No, it's an alias.
He was on his ID and everything. It's on his,
Matthew Pancake. The news story said Matthew Pancake as well. You can change your name to anything, Dusty. You can start calling yourself Crown Jewel officially if you want.
That's just what the people call me. I didn't come up with that name.
Dusty loves what
first name
text
Crown,
comes in.
Middle name Jewel, last name Likens.
Yep. I'm not changing to Pancake. No, or anything like Ocho Cinco is even a stretch.
Well, yes. Would I feel like you have to be famous if you're changing the name. Like, for whatever. Like, no, if you're just random person and you change your name to something stupid like that.
I would
that,
like to respell my name so people get it right, because so many people call me Lickens or Lichens.
So you want to add an E?
No, I want to spell it L-Y-C-H-E-N-S.
Oh. Okay.
Then it's obvious. Because every time I go out to eat with family, I'd always be like, Lickens, party of four. I'm like, okay. I just get to the point where it's like, yep, that's it. That's the name.
Until they say Lichens.
Yeah, like that's some guy emailed the boss one time. He was like, I'd like to talk to Rusty Viking about his experience at Fred Urbanus. I'm like, you're not getting my attention.
Rusty Viking?
Rusty Viking.
That sounds like a porn name or something.
Could be.
Yeah.
Should go by like Seal, just Pancake.
Yeah.
Just Pancake.
Pancake. Instead of like Seal, you just have like a syrup scar on your face. How'd you get that? A lot of Mrs. Butterworth.
Someone says they thought Creed Humphrey is Mr. Pancake. Oh, I get it. I get it. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Someone you want to read the one below that?
Yeah. It says Dusty Douchemine.
There you go.
That's the text line.
Yeah, well, can't win them all.
Savage.
Yep.
913-586-7610. Someone says, Andrew hiring. Is he?
I'm tired of delivering Amazon packages.
Do you need help? He's offering
services. Don't you
guys
want hungry employees?
We never turn down a good resume.
There you go. You hear that?
There you go. 816.
Or do you just want some of the private stock? Is that what you're asking for? Is that what
ulterior
you're asking
motives
for? Yeah, I think so.
Can feel it.
Somebody said that Barstool posted a video of a guy sticking a snake in his butt and lighting it. Mm. Like the fireworks snake that grows?
Or, it could be that.
That sucks.
I feel like the body does that already.
You don't need
the 4th of July for that.
That is
just a Chipotle bowl with extra hot.
That's true.
Oh, have you ate Chipotle since? Still
no,
haven't had it?
And it's not even really them, I think.
Do you know his background story, Chipotle? He used to eat it twice a week.
At least.
In his car, because his dog begs. And he got to the point where they sent you how many times you ordered it, 165 times in a year?
Like a yearly recap, and I was in the top 0.5% of all Chipotle eaters. That's how often I went, and it was like 160-something visits.
In 365 days.
Yeah, and so I used to go all the time. I really liked it. One, it's gotten really expensive anyway, but also...
And the quality.
I haven't been able to smell since December. And so I have no desire to eat it anymore or anything. I can taste other foods.
So we can just
I'll be honest, like even this tastes a little bit different. I can't smell it. So the whole taste
so
is
so we
can
just sit
off
here and rip guts and you wouldn't even know.
I would not know.
Oh.
I would not know.
Challenge accepted.
But yeah,
here we go.
It's not even so much Chipotle as is just probably because I don't have the same, it doesn't taste the same. Like the bowl tastes, you taste the texture of it even more. And so it's just kind of like eating mush, like the rice and beans. Like it's just not as appetizing.
I saw an Instagram account. I think it's called We Have the Data. And they ordered Chipotle X amount of times and weighed it over a period of time. And posted how drastically
less and less
over time and how the price has gone up. Mm-hmm. Even though they claim they don't.
Look, everything was cheaper in 2007 or whatever, but somebody did post, you know, all those like price comparison things. And it was funny, like there was a signboard at a Chipotle in like 07.
Yeah.
It was like $5.85 to get a steak bowl.
Right.
And it's it's crazy. A lot of things have changed. I get it. But
the other thing, too, I think that happened to Chipotle is that their product expanded so much that it's hard to get and keep up with like the way the ingredients always were. So it's like now that there's over 1,000 stores instead of 500, it's like this place needs rice, this place needs beans, like let's just do it as fast as quickly as we possibly can. Plus the people that are making your bowls, it seems like they're taking it out of their paycheck.
That's why there's a lot of tricks you can do,
and like online you might put your order in like you want, but then you get there and you're like, this isn't what I wanted more rice in this. I don't have the visual aid to be like, can you add a little more? Plus I feel like a jerk if I'm like, can I get more of this, can I get more of that?
I like doing the online order, but you definitely don't get as much, whereas if you're there and you say, yeah, I'll do steak, and then afterwards the trick is like then you say double meat after they've already put the meat in, because it's just psychologically there's been plenty of videos about that or whatever. Yeah. Anyway, someone says, Dusty, be careful out there, speed traps. Lee Summit Police Department.
Yeah, they were out there yesterday too, man. I just responded to that person. They're busy. They're out there on both sides of 470 before you go towards Jackstack and Summit Crossing. So,
is that the spot?
I mean, there's just a lot of people that speed there. Like, it just seems to be like a popular speeding spot because there's like an exit ramp, and then it's like you go over or you go through under the bridge at 470. It gets really like, it's a, I don't know, really popular area, I guess. It's where 50 highway loops and everything. And so there's a lot of people that tend to drive erratically, and it's a good place to get people pulled over.
Man, the crazy place right now is 9 Highway.
Yeah.
Because the bridge up 169, the Broadway bridge, is, you know, doing its thing.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. I got passed yesterday going southbound, headed to the distillery to get off at River Market. And I tell you what, this Mercedes passed me, no kidding, easily 110, 120.
Just like nothing.
Just like nothing.
It was gone before you knew it.
Oh, yeah. Two speeds. Here I come.
Yeah, there was a guy this morning. I was coming down 435, and there's a guy like on a crotch rocket. I mean, had to have been going 140.
Weaving in and out.
I mean, and it was one of those things where like it almost was his last day because this car like saw him from behind. So casually turn signal going over to the middle lane, and he was going right between them. I mean, I gripped my wheel and like white knuckle. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm about to see you, Dad.
My hands are
sweating. Yeah, and I was just like, oh, God. Yeah. And he got right in between it, went off. I was like, whew. Because when somebody speeds, I've only happened once in my life. I'm not like a crazy driver. But when somebody is like speeding erratically in front of me and then they get pulled over, it's only happened once, I will like slow down and like point left.
Like, you'll taunt.
You got it. Yeah, of course.
You'll do the taunting.
Like if I'm going 75 and you're going way past me and I'm like, okay, fine, take it over.
I'm a
and
serial cruise controller just love because it. I'm
We've
lazy.
Talked about this before.
Love cruise
so
control.
Cody will have it on like side streets as well.
That's a bit egregious.
And now that's so on the highway, like road trips, cruise control, whatever. Totally. At least even like the worst, of course, when you're on a road trip and somebody, you know, you're trying to drive past and they're not on cruise, so you know it, and like, oh, they're going 77, and then their foot on the gas, and they're like, that's the worst. At least be on cruise. No, the side street thing, I don't get it. Like that's just set it. Unless there's a cop right behind you, and you're like, why else would you put it on?
List of things that Cody does that everybody's confused about.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Who knows? Let me ask you this real quick. So one of our coworkers in the building, Kramer, who has done stuff with 610, he works over on 106.5. He is house sitting Cody's house.
Oh, nice.
Cody's gone for all next week as well. And
does he sleep in his bed?
Well, that's where I'm headed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, you're good. No, that's exactly where I'm headed, because we talked about this with Bink earlier in the week. Kramer said that he brought his own sheets and pillows, but he's sleeping in Cody and his wife's bed. And I said,
does Cody know that?
Yeah. No, Cody's.
And he's seen Kramer's mustache.
We've talked about this on the show
more
before.
More than sleeping Cody, going on in the tap bed.
He doesn't think it's creepy at all. Someone's like, well, what's the difference between a hotel? I would rather the hotel bed. I don't know who the hell was in it before, and I like it that way. I don't want to be. I would say the same thing about either one of you. I don't want you to sleep in my bed. I don't want to sleep in your bed either.
Yeah, but think about how well you could get Cody. You got the Hallmark bit. You're going to be in there with Chiefs players. And then you make Whoopi in his own bed.
No, no.
No way. No way.
No way that would happen?
No
way.
I also have no interest in doing that, by the way.
I've had fornication in buddies' beds before.
No.
Like high school days.
Okay. I was going to say.
not my 30s.
Not a grown man, man. Not when you're a grown-ass man.
You're not letting anybody sleep in your bed? That's like the one rule.
Am I laying one of my friends?
So while you're, I'm like, out of town, if you're like, hey, can you dog? Let's say you go to the lake and you're like, Dusty, can you dog sit? Yeah. Stay at my house. But once
I just wouldn't have you stay at my house or apartment. I don't need to, you know what I mean? Like, I don't need
your
that.
Dog's there.
Yeah, she'll stay at my parents.
I think my wife would have a problem with it.
Yeah.
I think just being in the Marine Corps, all that stuff has gone so far out the window for me. I just stopped thinking about it. But my wife would definitely be like, new sheets. There's another new pair of sheets for you to change onto the bed after. That's like
you go outside at like midnight. She like lights a cigarette, flicks it on the bed, and it just burns.
You're like, damn right, I married her.
I just think for both.
Let's have another kid.
Like, I think for both sides of it, it's not even just like I wouldn't do it if I was Kramer. I wouldn't want it if it was my bed as well. Like, I just, on both ends of it, I just don't know why either party would want to have that happen.
Someone says, I would not only do it in that bed, I'm also going to record it.
Oh, jeez, man. Oh, my gosh.
No, I didn't say, I just read it.
The text line woke up this morning and chose violence.
Yeah, it's been a Friday vibe for sure. And they're not even enjoying the great drinks from Rieger. All right, we're just getting started, though.
Has Cody's wife ever met Kramer?
I'm sure.
Because what if Cody were to just, because Kramer, I love Kramer. He's got a very aggressive look. Whose house sitting in our house tonight, honey? This guy. Oh.
Is he on a list?
Damn. Yeah, we might have to get Kramer in here if you're going to be doing this. We'll see.
He at least deserves a whiskey.
Yeah, no kidding.
His mustache. There's a lot of flavor in that thing, dude. I mean, it's up there, man. It's like Burt Reynolds, Mark Spitz, and Paul Skeens all had a kid. And it was Kramer's stash.
Someone said we need to Photoshop Kramer in the bed with other activity or something.
Kramer just needs to go to like IG Live and be like, here for Cody, and just like lean over and there's the fiance. Hope the vacation's going well, guys, and then just end it.
All right, we'll continue Club 610 on the other side. We'll also give you another chance in just a few minutes to qualify for our college football video game tournament. That's next on Cody and Gold.
Cody and Gold, brought to you by Heartland Men's Health, the leader in men's sexual health. Thousands of men have been successfully treated for low T, ED, and more, all with discretion and compassion. Make your appointment at heartlandmenshealth.com.
There is a back-to-back Super Bowl champion, and it is the Kansas City Chiefs.
On your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
610 continues here on a Friday. Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Dusty Likens, Drew Nixon, Andrew Olson from Rieger joining us in studio. Here in about 5 minutes, we'll give you another chance to qualify for our college football video game tournament, which is taking place on 23rd of this month out at Hy-Vee Arena. Working with Level Up on this, it's going to be a ton of fun. One of the most anticipated games in a very long time. First time in 11 years, college football video game is coming out, and we'll have, what, 24 listeners in this tournament. By the time today's over, we'll have all 24 qualified. And going up against 8 of us from the station, chance to win a gaming console, some free football tickets, college jersey from our friends at Rally House. Looking forward to this. The game comes out next week, too. We've been counting this thing down for a long time. So be sure to call in here in just a couple minutes. You got to be willing to sing a fight song on the radio to 913-586-7610. We got the phone line blocked out, so don't try to call in now. It's not going to work. Just going to be busy. We'll open it up when it's time to actually call in. I did want to talk a little Chiefs football for a little bit, though, Andrew, as well. Get your vibes on this. We know they packed up all the equipment and the St. Joe yesterday, and training camp starts in a few weeks. We were saying last year at this time, if I would have asked you the question, the number one concern going into camp, I doubt it was going to be Kadarius Toney or MVS. Maybe you're worried about the wide receivers a little bit. It ended up being that we should have been more worried about those two. So right now, what do you think is like the biggest question mark that you have heading into this to this camp and in this season?
Offensive line.
Yeah, left tackle.
Yeah, that's a big one. And I would say the other thing, just because it seems a little bit unknown, is just what the secondary is going to look like completely across the board. I know where you can see where there may be a gap. There's lots of things that we had from last year, but
yeah, I think left tackle is number one on the list, because whether it's Kingsley Suamataia or Wanya Morris, I mean, you're still talking about either a guy that's played in 4 games or someone that's never played in the NFL. And what actually does that look like? And if they still potentially even bring in a veteran by the time we get to the middle of training camp. I mean, that is the most concerning element, protecting Patrick Mahomes. And we know the offensive line has been an area they put in plenty of resources ever since that Bucs Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Whereas the secondary, I just think they've been able to make the cornerback room work time and time again with guys that were undrafted or late round picks. And you still have Trent McDuffie, even though Sneed's gone. And McDuffie, I think, will be the consensus best corner in football by the time this season is over.
Yeah, I mean, to take a different angle and approach of it, you take offensive line, you take secondary as well. I'm still open-minded to, like, I don't know what they're going to do with Rashee Rice's situation. And I think that changes a lot of things, yeah, because that makes Xavier Worthy's role slightly change. That makes Hollywood Brown's role slightly change. That makes us bring up the two most hated guys in Kansas City's names, and Sky Moore and Kadarius Toney. Like, what is
their
role?
Are they the two most hated? Is that fair?
I mean, there was a couple of tweets that went out when they got their rings, and it was like, to the guys that didn't do anything in the class project but got an A. It's like, I mean, it's okay. It's not like a hatred, like they hate them. It's more so of like, that's where we put blame, because it's, you know, a draft pick that didn't pan out, at least of now. And a guy who cost you, what, 2-3 games last year, basically, kind of right. Did. Detroit for sure. Buffalo for sure. So we'll give him 2. Binkley will allude to that there's times where the Chiefs would have been the number one seed if they beat Buffalo. And if they beat Detroit, they would have outdone Baltimore, right, and they had a host of that game in Arrow. It didn't matter because you have Patrick mm-hmm. Mahomes and Andy Reid. But I would say the Rashee Rice thing kind of looms because it kind of piggybacks on what was last year with Chris Jones. Like, is he going to play? Is he going to be here? Is he going to have, like, what's the situation with the contract? This is one of those things. Like, is the suspension going to be now? Is it going to be 6 games, 8 games next year, this year? I don't know. And it makes things kind of different, because if you do open the season and there is no suspension and you've got Rice, Worthy, Hollywood Brown, Kelsey Pacheco, have fun, NFL.
Yeah, I mean, the suspension thing, I've said it earlier, I think the NFL, if you're going to make a long-term suspension, which is more than 4 games, in my opinion, mm-hmm. for a season, you have to notify teams by, like, the middle of August. I think you should not be allowed to do a 4-plus game suspension when the legal situation, yeah, court case is not resolved, but all the facts are already known. Like, there's not some, like, we already saw the video, we already know what happened, right? The legal system will determine ultimately the punishment, right? Mm-hmm. But we already know the NFL doesn't always wait for that. If they want to wait for that, well, then it's next season. They shouldn't be able to, you know, 5 days before the season determine that he's out for 6 games. We know in season, they'll have suspensions that are 2 games games or whatever. But if it's going to be a long-term suspension, to me, whether it's Rashee Rice or a wide receiver on any other team, they should have to make that determination for a long-term suspension by the middle of August, middle of training camp. I don't know if they're going to do that. I mean, I guess we could wake up and find out in 2 weeks, first day of camp or whatever, that that he's suspended. I think the earlier they know, the better, of course. And the team probably has to have somewhat of an idea, right, of what it's going to be.
I would think they have an idea of, like, if he is suspended this year, it's going to be X amount of games, and we're going to plan accordingly.
You saw some national, like, NFL insiders, what, a month or so ago, were saying it was going to be 10, you know, like 10-plus games. Mm-hmm. Everything's on the table. I think I would almost say it's more likely he doesn't get suspended this year and waits till next year than it is that it's a 12, you know, 11, 12 game suspension.
That's what it, yeah.
You know,
I have a feeling it's chess moves are happening. People are cooking.
Because the NFLPA gets involved in this, and you know the NFL doesn't want an appeal usually, and there's an agreement. Hey, I won't appeal if you make it X game instead of two more. And the thought, though, you wonder if you're the NFL, knowing that one of the biggest offseason headlines was Rashee Rice, unfortunately, with what he did in the Dallas incident. Opening night game of the year is a Thursday night. Chiefs are the spotlight team. You know, the optics
AFC
of that.
Championship game,
like, the optics of that. Do they want Rashee Rice on the field for that? The Chiefs do. Does the NFL want that?
And you think they care about that? Because it's still just Rashee Rice to the NFL.
I think the NFL, because it's the opening game, it's just, you know, it's the standalone game. I wonder if that's where they feel like that they need to,
like, protect the shield.
It's silly, but, like, versus, like, if he's in the game, you know, the broadcast will be talking about his accident. Like, well, then why is he playing, is what some people would say.
Oh, yeah, there'll definitely be some sort of Rashee. If he makes one catch at the start of the game, it'll be like, oh, my.
Whoa. Is that you, Drew? What are you doing back there, buddy? Now he's shaking his head.
I think it was me. I think I just...
No, it was Drew. It was definitely Drew. It wasn't. Yeah, it couldn't have been you, fine. Andrew.
He's hammered.
Yeah, Drew. How many... Man, I thought he gave us the same pour.
Yeah.
I'm swaying back and forth over here. No.
Anybody need
Drew
more?
Always... I'll take a little more.
Oh, boy, oh, Alex. You're normally a high noon guy.
Yeah. This is good, though. It's a good...
This is your grandfather's cough syrup here.
I understand.
Isn't for the...
Your reference looks hairier already.
I heard Dusty reference Gundy earlier. Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh.
You kind of look like Gundy.
No, I do not. Have you seen the
he does not look
beaver
like
on the top of his head?
He does not look like Mike Gundy.
The beaver on top of Gundy's head.
Okay, I was like, what is this? I thought
we were getting back to house.
I thought this was like the next Hawk Tua.
The beaver on top of his head. All right, let's think of college football, I guess. Let's give you a chance to qualify for our college football tournament. First caller, 913-586-7610. You got to be willing to sing a fight song, and please bring it. This is our last qualifier. Then the drive, I think, has one or two more. This is our last qualifier. Somebody bring some energy, please, to sing in the fight song of the school they want to use in this college football tournament. Again, you must be available to play on the 23rd. If you can't make it, unfortunately, please don't call in, wasting everybody's time and spot. So 913-586-7610. We'll let Drew get that set up. I already see we got a couple people calling in, and a few of you, I recognize some of the names on the caller ID. Some of you have been trying all day, all week. Hopefully today's your lucky day. What school do you think? Guess. What school do you think this person's calling in is going to sing?
Mizzou.
We haven't had a Mizzou yet.
That's why I'm picking it.
That's strong. We already did Ohio State.
We had Boise State.
I'm going to go a Michigan guy. Michigan.
That makes sense. I was like, it's going to be something weird like Louisiana Tech A&M or something. Like, when the Boise State one caught me off guard, because I was like, I only know about their blue football field.
That's right. Most really people, yeah. All right. Well, Mike is on the line. Mike, you're on Cody and Gold. Who are you trying to play in the tournament with, and what's fight song we're about to hear?
Mizzou, baby.
There it
Come
is.
Come on,
Dustin.
Mike. Come on, Mike. Bring this stuff, Mike. Bring it.
All right, Mike. Drew's going to play the music. Once you hear it, go for it.
Fight, Tiger, fight for old Mizzou. Right behind you, everyone is with you. Break the line and fall down the field, and you'll be up on top, up on top. Fight, Tiger, you will always win. Proudly keep the colors flying skyward. In the end, we'll win with victory. So, Tiger, fight for old Mizzou. M-I-Z-Z-O-U.
There you go, Mike.
Now, that's how you bring
that's
it, Daddy.
That's energy right
that's
there.
That's how you bring it, Daddy. I'll take a little bit of credit for that.
A well-deserved spot for Mike.
Hooray.
Who will have to compete with Carrington for Mizzou. You guys get matched up. You guys can figure that out yourselves. You can sort that one out. My guess is Mike will fare better than Carrington in the tournament. as the Missouri Tigers. Well, those are all our qualifiers. I think there's like one or two more chances maybe during the drive this afternoon. Be listening. We'll get our 24 spots locked in for the tournament on the 23rd. I'm fired up for this. I can't wait. Monday afternoon, the game is available for early access. I'm going to be up pretty late playing that game, getting ready for this tourney, you know?
Are you really?
Oh, absolutely.
What a nerd.
Oh, I'm going to be practicing. You bet it.
So you want to win this? You don't want the listeners to have a chance?
I don't need to win it, but I want to have a good showing.
You know what you should do?
I don't want to get eliminated in the first game unless I end up playing the 13-year-old kid that's going to beat all of us.
If you win, you have to put the gaming device and the jersey up for auction on the Cody and Gold Garage sale.
I'm not committing to that. We'll see.
For the cause.
I'm not committing. I can't commit to that.
Mike's singing the fight song.
You guys keep wanting me to commit. You know, the Hallmark movie, you guys want me to commit my daily pay rate to the show fund. I'm not committing to any of this stuff.
I did already say to Cody that if I won the tournament, I would give him the console. I would sell him
Why
the console.
Why would you give him the console?
I would sell him the console because he doesn't have one.
I would sell it to anybody because I don't play video games. I'm grown.
Okay, we're also grown and we're playing video games, Dusty.
Thank you, Andrew, for supporting me today.
Never have I never even have owned a gaming system.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
I grew up in the middle of nowhere and just... Okay.
I mean, I had them.
Just, that wasn't a
thing. You were just outside playing football yourself. Mm. That's what you're trying
to say.
You want
to
mess with this guy?
That's what I'm saying.
This guy will end you in 2 seconds.
This guy, you were a Marine, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. See, you want to still mess with him.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I saw his arms when he walked in. I already said he looks like a better-looking version of Peter Moylan.
You did say that.
From Australia.
You did say that. Someone said, will the tournament be live-streamed? Yeah, we found out yesterday a couple details. So it's going to be four-minute quarters, All-American, which is with a one-step all Heisman. If you play the game, you know what that is. And
extended clock, so I can...
No accelerated clock.
Okay. So accelerated.
Yeah, it won't be accelerated clock. And if you're down 21-0 at halftime, if you're down 3 touchdowns at halftime, the game's over. So don't be down 21-0 at halftime. Now, if you're down, 21-0 and there's 2 minutes to go till half and you get a field goal, I guess, or you get a touchdown, then obviously you stay alive. But those are some of the rules. We'll clear it up once we get there for sign-in on the 23rd. But yeah, no legacy teams. If you both are the same team, flip a coin to determine who actually gets to be that. I think the seeding, which Level Up is handling, will randomly decide who's the home team.
It is totally random according to spec. There is no seeding, really.
We don't have any. It's not like we don't have tryouts to find out, like, we don't have a handicap system here to figure out who's actually good at the game. Bad luck. You match up with the guy that wins the tournament in the first round. Sorry.
At least you lost to the best.
Yeah. when you first play, it might be embarrassing. You're like, man, you suck. Then everybody realizes, no, that guy's just owning everybody in this tournament.
Yeah.
We'll see how
the only football
out.
Video game that I ever played that everyone was good at was NFL Blitz.
Love that game. That game is
the best.
Then they had also like what was it, like Slugfest or whatever it was, where it was like the equivalent, but it was baseball.
Yeah, and then there was NBA Streets where you could jump from one end of the court to the other with
NBA Street was awesome.
That was good. Re-release that for sure.
NBA Street was awesome, and the soundtrack was great.
Yeah, some of the games back then just all had better soundtracks.
I played some of the soundtrack coming into the show, actually, some of the instrumental stuff.
Did you?
Yeah. Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
SSX Train.
That was the best. Like, they had, what was it, Goldfinger? That was a band that was one of the main songs on there. That MLB, what was it, MVP Baseball 05, probably the best soundtrack in a baseball game. Yeah, 05. Yeah, that was great. I think Madden 02 had Blink 182 on it, so I'm biased there. Had feelers.
Oh, somebody. Yeah, a lot of those. Yeah, from 2000, 2008, just really
Madden's
good.
Gone downhill.
Soundtrack. Yeah, the soundtrack of the game itself.
Well, both, yes. Sure.
Way to sell the hype for the tournament, Dusty. I'm a grown-ass man. I'm selling it because you'll win against me because I don't play games. Like I said.
Someone said, can they bring their own controller? Nope.
Oh,
no.
Really?
Ooh. No. No, you got to play with the same controller.
Do you know that for a fact? You can't bring a controller?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that is a fact.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, I mean,
you got all the modded stuff and the cheats and everything. Yeah, no.
Everybody,
cheats
the
with controller?
There are some. You can.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. See, this is
regular.
I had no idea.
We have two PlayStation 5s, two Xboxes. There'll be a fifth console that is free play for people waiting.
So what if you're a PlayStation guy, the other guy's an Xbox guy?
Tough.
How does it matter?
Tough. I'm an Xbox guy. I want to play on Xbox, but if the bracket works out where, and that's the, basically, we're flipping coins, determining nobody gets to call dibs on a certain system. It's just the right. luck of the draw. I obviously would prefer to play on Xbox. That's what I have, but there's a decent chance I might get stuck on PlayStation. It's just kind of...
It's not too much different.
How it goes.
913, getting my words mixed up. Dusty doesn't play games, but rattles off soundtracks from games 20 years ago. Again, played games 20 years ago. I'm 36. I'm grown. I don't play video games anymore. I play bar
Hold
games.
On, no, by saying girl, like you're insulting some people out there. There's nothing wrong if you're in your 30s and you play college football or Madden. There's nothing wrong with it.
No, there's not. I just think there's better recreational activities like golf and going to bars and looking at.
Wait till you have kids, Dusty. Your kids don't want to play.
Sorry, I don't have kids.
No, that's what I'm saying. Just wait.
If I did, I'd do my best to kick their ass in the game. Teach them young.
That's good. Oh,
man. My buddy does that in Madden. He plays his son. And he has to, like, every once in a while, like, dupe it all the way down to, like, I think it's what,
I'll play my nephew.
And,
he's
like, on rookie,
better.
So, like, every ball that they throw gets a catch. And he's like, his son will, like, beat him. And then you, like, amp it up to, like, all pro. And they'll play it. It's like, ooh.
Yeah, one of my nephews gotten better at playing it. So I have to try a little bit more. There's some times where, like, he'll get me or whatever. But, you know, there's still that balance of also not having, you know, you don't want to start World War III by winning sometimes. So,
who's your team?
On which game? Oh, in this college game? Yeah. I haven't determined.
Well, I guess you haven't played
I haven't
this,
determined. Yeah. I want to play it first. Kansas is in the mix. I went there, but Rob's going to be KU, even though you can have duplicates. I thought about Boise State. I covered them for a while. I know some people out there, and they got a really good Heisman Trophy candidate running back. If not, I don't know. I feel like if someone's Georgia or Oregon, I can't be like the 40th best team on the game, probably. I probably do need to be a top 15 team, so we'll see. Dusty's going to be Colorado. He's a big prime guy.
Yep. Gotta love it. And I'll have all 10 toes.
Jeez.
Shout out Dion.
Dion catching strays.
That's your guy, too.
Love him. I do love him.
How do you think this is going to go for me tomorrow? So I got a 6:30 tomorrow morning.
It's early.
Got to be out at Independence.
Here we go. Hollywood. Got to be out at Independence.
I had to send wardrobe approvals yesterday to what we have to wear. It's a Christmas movie, so you can be dressed up like it's wintertime. And, 12 hours out there. Now, Andy Reid and I are doing a movie together
12
now.
12 hours?
Andy Reid and I, Creed Humphrey.
You're going to be there for 12 hours? They told you that?
It's a shoot.
Spoiler alert. It's going to be hot tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
I love how you're also like, it's a shoot. Like, you've done this before.
But it's
God, this
it's
really,
a
this
yeah,
really,
I'm used to it, right?
This really
yeah.
got to his well, yeah. ego.
You thought I was just going to show up for an hour? I might only be on set for 5 minutes.
The way
but,
you explained it is, yeah, man, this is how it normally goes.
This is how Hollywood works, yeah. Dusty. Yeah.
Do you think the new Gladiator movie, they just filmed it in one day? Huh?
That's, yeah, what, that's what the text line is asking. Will Goal be in Gladiator 3?
Sure.
Hopefully somebody that gets stabbed. I hope the new Marcus Aurelius slices your head off.
I'll see you guys at the Oscars in a couple years. I told you. Christmas movie. You're invited to the watch party. I told you.
I'm coming. Hallmark
movie watch party, whenever it comes out, I'm guessing in December.
In terms of you making Cody jealous, the only way that it gets better for you is if somehow, some way, in any universe, somebody calls you and says, hey, we want to get in touch about having you in another movie.
Oh, I'm hoping to be on the list. I'm hoping to perform so well as an extra that then I just, you know, if there's any other projects they need me on, you know, just hit me up. I'll be there. Mm.
Good for you.
It sounds like you're a little bit jealous, Dusty. I'm not going
to
lie.
No, I'm not. I'm happy for you because I think it's awesome that you do it to Cody.
How long ago did you find out?
Like last Friday.
Oh, I was going to say, if they had given you enough time, you should have just gone like completely shredded with some,
get on his diet.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
Private stock,
Rieger whiskey. Yeah.
That's charcuterie boards.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly.
Something
exactly.
like that. Man, someone says, let's see. How come you're making everybody else pick before they play, but you don't have to? Nobody's stuck to the team. It was our way of getting you to sing a certain fight song.
Everybody's picking the really good teams, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, nobody's held to the team they sang the song for. That
Oregon,
was just how we got you.
Georgia.
If I would have just said, sing a fight song, you might have picked like just some fight song that has no words in it. I don't know. Like, we were trying to get you to.
Somebody says, 45. I play Switch and I'm with my 36-year-old husband. By the way, Dusty, you can drink, get high, and play video games. You can also do that and go downtown and have a hell of a time and listen to music on your patio. Just different folks, different strokes.
That's right.
Know what I mean? Keep that arm, make that arm last long. Shout out Livy Dunn.
Jeez.
Oh my goodness.
Have a good weekend, Dusty. You're back with me Monday.
Oh, maybe.
We'll see. Back with me on Monday. We'll see how this this weekend goes. Thanks to Andrew once again.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew, very much.
Congrats to you and your wife once again.
Yeah,
dude. Thank you.
For a child. I'm sure we'll talk before then as well. All right, guys, have a great weekend. The Drive with C-Dot and Rob coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.